Head coach of Minnesota State, Todd Hofner, joins us here on the postgame show. Again, Mavericks win this one 48-7. As Todd gets the headset on, and first of all, coach, congratulations on the victory. And, you know, after a turnover on the first possession, the team comes out and scores four straight times. And you talked about getting off to a fast start. Besides that early turnover, you got that fast start tonight.
Yeah, we changed it up a little bit. We won the toss and deferred and took the ball, and they had the wind. Obviously, we made an errant throw, and their player made a nice play on it, undercut it, just like Jamal Spaihe did later in that half, right, when they were going that same direction. But, yeah, we wanted to get off to a good start. You never know with this weather. It was percolating. There was plenty of clouds around. We wanted to try and score early and often and hopefully get ahead of the game if we did have to take a delay a game.
Now, you can tell we had it nice in here, about 65 degrees. How are you guys doing? Battling through that heat out there this evening.
Oh, we're fine. Shoot. Don't worry about the coaches, right? Especially me. The rest of those guys you should worry about, like the players and coaches and trainers. They need a lot of people taking after them, so it's a good thing.
You know, but we talk about...
I'll tell you what, the stairs get a little longer at H Stadium when I come up here. It's kind of weird.
That's just wondering if you needed a few seconds. You know, you were out there in the heat
good.
And all the
we're
stairs.
Good.
There's a lot of stairs to get up to the press box here in Bismarck. And speaking of the players, you know, the depth really showed today. There was one time where I think there was maybe seven guys that came in, seven guys that came out. And when you have the heat, it helps to have so many guys that can play. And I'm assuming, once again, everybody on the roster got a chance to play tonight.
Yeah, really cool that the last drive, the last three plays, the second to last play, we actually got a guy in the game that hadn't played at all. So really nice to, when everybody works that hard, everybody travels that far, and just to get them a moment in the sun to say that they had an opportunity to play. And I got to tell you, the defense was lights out. Coach Taylor, the whole defensive staff in the first half, and Coach Schlichty, and the whole offensive staff in the first half. Like, it was a well-oiled machine, if you will. I thought both sides of the ball had our guys extremely well prepared. I thought they were very motivated. They paid great attention to detail. We looked fit. We looked physical. We played fast, right? All the little adages and things that we want our players to be all about, we were all about it. Now, the second half, that was something to be desired, but we'll go with that first half, 34-0.
Todd Hofner with us here in the postgame show, 48-7 victory for a Minnesota State. And talking about the defense, I know you mentioned three turnovers is the goal each game. Your team gets four. The Espaillé brothers combined for three of those. And a couple of times, you know, you, Mary, got into the red zone, but your defense, which they do pretty much year after year, they might bend a little bit, but they always make big plays, and they did that again today.
Yeah, wow. A couple of big, huge picks. I think Antoine got one, and the Espaillé brothers, as you mentioned, got the other three. Really impressive. A couple of them were down in that red zone that you mentioned, and those are phenomenal things to capture and to keep people out of the end zone. And they did get one, right, on a pick bobbled six, right, or else their offense doesn't score at all. So really, really good job by the defense. But our defense scored two, so I guess it was a wash, right? So offensively, we put up 41. Right, seven in the second half. We weren't exactly extremely motivated to put a lot of points on the board. Shot ourselves in the foot a couple of times. First drive stalled. Second drive, you know, we tried a field goal. You know, it happens. We were less than perfect today at our kicking game, and I thought some of the kickoffs were good. Placement and trying to get the ball back on, you know, when we're kicking into the wind. So I thought that aggressiveness definitely helped us sustain the momentum that offense and defense was carrying the torch with.
We had a time about running the football, 327 to a 47 edge. Your team gives up 1.1 yards per carry, which you got to stop the run to win the game. And we got to talk about Sam Backer, a career day for him, 165 yards on the ground. He was breaking tackles, but the guys up front, the offensive line, once again, it calmed the hogs. They were creating a lot of holes for those running backs.
Yeah, Coach Henning does a really good job with those guys. You know, last week we had 160 or 140, something like that, and we got to be able to run the ball better on the road. And today we definitely did that. I thought the coaches definitely choreographed some really good plays when it came to opening holes and putting people in positions to make plays and to excel and to just, you know, do great things. So we were really pleased with how things shook out and how our guys played the football game, that's for sure.
48-7, the final. Of Coach Hoffner, before we let you go here on the postgame show, home opener a week from today. Want to invite everybody in the Mav family, everybody from southern Minnesota, to make their way. I think it's a blackout on Saturday night. The tailgate lots open at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Kickoff at 6 o'clock against the Beavers. You know, the home opener is always a lot of fun. I know the players are ready to play under the lights there at Blakesley Stadium.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that we're both going to be coming off of big wins in Blakesley Stadium. The last two times that we played Bemidji, you know, were tight ball games, right? And they ran the ball for 300 plus against us at our house, right, in the playoffs. And they had a ball go off their fingertips 2 years ago in the regional championship that we were successful in winning.
Yep.
You know, they've been up and down a little bit since then, but make no bones about it, they're going to come fired up to play at Blakesley Stadium a week from today at 6 p.m. And so we're going to have to enjoy this one. We got 24 hours, and we got to get ready for the Beavers. They're definitely going to be loaded for bear.
Yeah, 38-0 win for them against Southwest Minnesota State today. Your team wins 48-7. Head coach of our Mavericks, Todd Hoffner. Coach, thank you so much for the time. It always makes that bus ride go a little bit faster after a W, doesn't it?
You know it. My pleasure. And thanks for you guys, all your coverage, making the trip. We appreciate the support. Horns up and roll herd.
Well,